KJZZ's Sun Up is supported by Banner Health, Arizona's largest nonprofit healthcare system. Last year, Banner reinvested more than $1.1 billion in community health and charity care. Banner Health, nonprofit for Arizona. BannerHealth.com/nonprofit4AZ.
This is KJZZ Sun Up, your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman, your host for this podcast, a daily digest of Arizona news, as reported by our amazing KJZZ News team. Top of the Thursday tee on this July the 16th, 2026. We can see the weekend from here, and let's check on the news as we know it. Secretary of State Adrian Fontes says Arizona does not need the Trump administration's help to ensure that only citizens cast ballots in the state's upcoming elections. From the Politics Desk, Ben Giles reports.
The Department of Justice last week sent a letter to Fontes threatening to prosecute election workers who knowingly leave non-citizens on voter rolls or facilitate non-citizens casting ballots. The letter said the DOJ is willing to assist Arizona in complying with federal voting laws. In response, Fontes rebuffed the offer, noting Arizona's 15 counties are more than capable of following the law on their own. Fontes has railed against President Trump's repeated baseless claims about election security and integrity. Trump is set to deliver a national address Thursday evening, promising really big news about elections. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, public school advocates are suing over descriptions of two separate ballot measures related to Arizona's school voucher program that were approved last week by state lawmakers. From the Politics Desk as well, here's Cameron Sanchez with that.
At issue is language describing the Protect Education Act, a ballot measure to place new restrictions on Arizona school vouchers. Lawmakers are tasked with approving impartial descriptions of measures that appear on voters' ballots. But those backing the Protect Education Act say Republican lawmakers adopted biased language intended to discourage Arizonans from voting in favor of voucher restrictions. They also argue lawmakers failed to adequately describe the impact of a separate poison pill ballot measure designed to negate the Protect Education Act's reforms. The lawsuit asks a judge to block ballots from including the GOP lawmakers' favored descriptions. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Environmental advocates say the EPA's proposal to eliminate public comment requirements for data center air permits is another attempt at weakening transparency amid the AI buildout. Taylor Griffith has more.
Most data centers in Arizona obtain minor source air permits that allow them to run backup diesel generators or small gas turbines. The EPA is proposing eliminating a federal 30-day public notice requirement for those permits. Sandy Barr with the Sierra Club says that would limit opportunities for residents to speak out about their concerns and
make the case, especially in places like Maricopa County that already have poor air quality, that the permit is insufficient to protect public health.
The Arizona Department of Environmental Quality said in a statement it's evaluating the proposed rule and that it remains committed to public engagement and transparency. Taylor Griffith, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, Golden Dome, a defense project proposed by President Trump, envisions utilizing space-based interceptors to shoot down long-range ballistic missiles headed for the U.S. As Greg Haughney reports, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly questioned the project during a committee hearing this week.
Critics have said the Golden Dome, as proposed, would be too expensive to operate and ineffective against cheaply made weapons like drones and short-range missiles. Senator Kelly raised similar concerns in an Armed Services Committee hearing as he questioned Trump's nominee for the Chief Financial Policy Advisor at the Department of Defense.
We could spend more than $1 trillion and end up with a system that's not going to work and it's not going to meaningfully improve our security.
Nominee Jules Hurst defended the project.
I trust the program manager, General Guetlein, to make these kinds of determinations and change course inside the program if necessary to achieve an outcome at the appropriate cost for the taxpayer.
Hurst still needs full Senate approval. Greg Haughney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, after several months of declining measles cases in Arizona, the state reported a slight increase in transmission in June. Catherine Davis-Young has more.
The state's largest measles outbreak in Mojave County has now gone more than 2 months with no new infections, but the extremely contagious virus is still appearing in other parts of the state. Pinal and Maricopa counties confirmed new cases this week, and Yavapai County has now confirmed its first measles case of 2026. Will Humble with the Arizona Public Health Association says the once-eliminated disease is likely to continue spreading in the state.
It's going to happen off and on for a long, long time because vaccination rates are just not sufficient anymore to stop and prevent the spread of measles.
96% of Arizona's cases over the past year have been among unvaccinated people. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, there's one thing we cannot do without during the Valley's hot summer months, and that is air conditioning. But many do, including low-income older adults and people with disabilities. Kathy Ritchie tells us about a program that is aiming to change that.
Katie Martin is the administrator of home improvement for the nonprofit All Thrive 365, which supports seniors. She helps eligible Arizonans replace or repair broken air conditioners at no cost. The Healthy Homes Air Conditioning Program relies on grant funding from local utilities. And Martin says since it's not federal funding,
we're able to move a little bit faster, a little bit less red tape.
Martin says they survey recipients before and after receiving a working AC unit, and what they found is obvious. Almost everyone afterwards felt more comfortable being at home. But there are health benefits, too, including a drop in medical encounters.
One less visit to the hospital, the doctor, the emergency room, I call that a win.
Martin says the average cost of an AC unit is around $11,000. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors passed a unanimous resolution on Wednesday to ban employees from using non-public information to make bets. We go back to the politics desk now, and here's Cameron Sanchez once again.
The resolution comes after an order last week from Governor Katie Hobbs banning employees in the state's executive branch from the same activity on prediction markets. The Arizona actions follow reports that political insiders in Washington, D.C. may be profiting from betting on things like military operations. County Supervisor Thomas Galvin.
One issue of particular importance to me is election integrity. And we want to make sure that our employees are not doing anything nefarious, but at the same time, even though we don't believe they are, we want to make sure that the public knows that this is an important issue for us.
Galvin says the resolution shows residents the county is committed to keeping everything above board. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Governor Katie Hobbs issued a proclamation making July 15th Native Right to Vote Day in Arizona. The proclamation states Native Americans faced struggles in accessing the ballot box for decades after they were officially recognized as citizens in 1924 when President Calvin Coolidge signed the Indian Citizenship Act into law. Hobbs' proclamation is meant to celebrate the, quote, history, resilience, and civic leadership of Native American voters. There are 22 federally recognized tribes here in Arizona. Well, Valley Metro and downtown Phoenix are hosting a series of live music concerts on the light rail. Connor Greenwald has details.
It's all part of the Ride the Rail initiative to get more people to interact with small businesses in downtown Phoenix. The concerts will take place over 3 different days on Valley Metro's B line and will feature music from the Phoenix Symphony, the Herberger Theater Center, and Rosie's House, a music academy for children. Skylar Scott is the marketing director for downtown Phoenix.
To have them come onto the light rail to perform and do something that's pretty cool, that not a lot of the other cities are doing with their public transportation or really at all.
Scott says in addition to the concerts, people can use their transit passes this month to get discounts at participating businesses. Connor Greenwald, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, this month marks the 50-year anniversary of the first successful soft landing on Mars. Tony Perkins has more from planetary historians remembering NASA's Viking program.
David Grinspoon of the Tucson-based Planetary Science Institute recalls Viking 1 and 2 were meant to answer the age-old question about life on other worlds in the solar system.
And then when we started sending spacecraft there, there were these wild oscillations between sort of optimism and pessimism about life on Mars.
The first Viking spacecraft landed on Mars on July 20, 1976, the 7th anniversary of the first manned landing on the moon. Since then, more than a half dozen missions have soft landed on the Martian surface, including rovers and the first helicopter to fly over another planet.
That's Tony Perkins reporting from Tucson. In sports, baseball, the Diamondbacks have one more day off before they return from the All-Star break tomorrow. They'll start a weekend series against the Cardinals in Phoenix. The D-backs won 4 straight heading into the break. Basketball, Mercury have off till tomorrow. They're home for the first of 2 games against Connecticut. They've lost 4 straight. It's been a pretty quiet sports week. And that's going to do it for this edition of KJZZ Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast, this Thursday, July the 16th, 2026. I'm Phil Latzman. Thanks for taking the time to listen and stay informed. We're back at you tomorrow for Friday. In the meantime, have a great day and may the good news be yours.